Hi, guys, and welcome to a bonus episode of Like This Pod, the mini version of the I Think You're Gonna Like This podcast. If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is come at me. So what are we gonna talk about today?
So today, we are going to finalize our Gilmore Girls discussion with a discussion about the men of the Gilmore Girls, which we were trying really, really hard not to talk a whole lot about during our first one, which clearly didn't matter because we still talked for 2 hours about it. Yeah. But now we can really talk about them and talk about how much we hate certain people and how much we don't hate others.
It's fine. I just give you lots of things you can cut out of the other one. So maybe you guys tell us, did the main show episode end up being 2.5 hours long, or did Jacqueline cut it all out?
How much did I cut? It's fine.
Do you have somebody you would like to start with? Would you like to start with the good or the bad or the meh?
Doesn't matter.
I don't care either.
Let's start talking. Let's talk about Rory and Dean.
Okay.
Because that's the whole beginning thing. Like, yes. Obviously, Christopher and Lorelai later, blah, blah, blah. But,
yes. But technically, Rory, we meet Dean first.
Yes.
Of the, like, technically, we meet Luke first, but, like, he's not a boyfriend at that point, so.
Right. So. Rory and Dean.
I said this in the main show, and I will say it again. I really like Dean in the beginning.
Yes. As a first boyfriend.
Yes. And I just think he's sweet and cute. When he mouths happy birthday to her in the doorway of the diner, like, that, I always love that moment. Like, that is, like, one of my most favorites. I love the, like, she's, like, doesn't want to tell Lorelai about it, so they're, like, sneaking around a little bit. Yeah. But, like, in the most innocent, like, Rory sneaking around way that there ever was.
So. And I think it's so funny that, like, it's so important for her to go to Chilton, and automatically, as soon as there's a boy, she's like, wait!
Yeah. In her defense, she's 15.
Like, no, that's why I love it. It's like, because of course.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
Like, it's that's so what important. You do with boys.
Yeah. And he's been there. Like, not a long time, but he's been there long enough that, like,
yeah.
The day before she gets accepted to Chilton, she runs into him and then finally notices him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think it's very cute.
I do, too. I think that they are, like, season one Dean, I like. The only thing I don't like about him is that he breaks up with her because she can't say I love you back, and he's kind of a butthead about it.
Like, yeah, that's rude. Don't make people say I love you.
Yeah. That's not fair. She's not ready. Ooh, and she's 16. Like, give her a break, dude.
And, yeah. Yeah.
But I love that he builds her a car.
I think it's so great.
I love that date. I love that she has the meatball for Lorelai.
She's like, the meatball!
Yeah. I forgot your meatball.
Oh, Lorelai is like, you got, like, this is fine. We need to talk about this very important thing that just happened.
Yes.
The meatball is okay.
Yes. I love the episode where they, after the dance, where they fall asleep at Miss Patty's.
Yes.
And Lorelai gets so mad. Because she's like, well, I know what I would have been doing. And, like, Rory gets to be like, well, I'm not you, first of all. Like, second of all, like, she didn't do anything, literally. Yeah, like, they're fully clothed when people find them. Like, she still has her freaking ball gown on. Like,
yeah. Nobody would put that back on.
No. I think she's wearing her shoes. Like.
Yeah. Like, they're just, and I think there's a book somewhere because they were reading a book.
They were. They were reading some kind of, like, sonnets or something.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. And she's like, you're mad at me because you got embarrassed in front of grandma. You're not mad at me because of me.
Yeah.
Because she comes home and she's like, you're going on the pill and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, whoa, Lorelai.
Yeah. That's a lot.
This is Rory we're talking about here.
Yeah. Granted, like, I don't know what that actually is like. Like, I don't know how, because I've never done that and I'm not going to ever do that.
What?
Like, being a parent with that, like, whole thing.
Yeah. No, totally. You know. I understand, like, waking up and not knowing where your kid is terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially a kid like Rory. Yeah. Like, because oh my god, she's not home. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
So.
But yeah, I like Dean in the beginning. I love the bracelet with the little washer on it.
It's cute.
And I love when they get back to, I love you, you idiot. Like.
Uh-huh. Because I love you, you idiot.
Yeah. I think it's so sweet. So, like, season one Dean, he's good. And I feel like as soon as season two starts, I hate him.
Yep.
He is automatically, like.
He's clingy.
He's clingy. Yes, 100%. And he has clingy no life.
In the worst way.
Like,
I can be clingy as a person. But, like, this is weird clingy. This is, like, you wake up and go to school and only want to see Rory. Like, you have other friends, don't you? Didn't you at one point?
And gets jealous when she wants to spend time with her mom.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she's hanging out with, a boy. Like, this is even before, like, Jess comes in.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, well, I thought we were going to hang out. Like, come on, dude. And, like, gets mad when she has to go do the habitat thing. And I'm just like, nope, I'm done with you. Over you.
It's like, if you want to see her that badly, like, go hang out with her and her mom.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Lorelai's cool with you now.
Right.
So. Like, that's also a thing that you can do. Just be with her without, like, being a jerk about it.
Yes. Well, in season two is, like, we get the, like, they introduce Jess in season two. Mm. And so we started to get the Jess and Dean conflict. And I just... Right. We talk about it a little bit in the other episode, but it just goes on for way too long.
Yeah. It's ridiculous how long it is.
Oh, my. And she's, like, she's stringing that boy along, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the end, she is just, oh, my God. For, like, the, like, first half of season three, like, there's absolutely no reason.
No.
She should still be with him. Like, other than that Jess is with someone else.
As soon as they do, like, the whole basket thing.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, all right, like, you need to figure yourself out and be done. And, like, Lorelai tells her that, but way too late.
Mm-hmm.
Way too late. I'm like, no.
Well, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we talk about Jess. Because I think that she doesn't even have an inkling that she has feelings for Jess until the basket. I think that's her first where she's like... I think before he's just, like, interesting to her. Because she's so naive. Mm-hmm. Like, Rory is so naive in the beginning.
She is.
So then we have the big breakup at the dance, which Jacqueline hates.
Yeah. I don't watch it. I don't like it.
And it's awful. And then we don't see Dean again until, like, the end of season three when he starts dating Lindsay, right?
Well, we, like, kind of see him when they're,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, because he tries to he takes her to the Winter Carnival and Jess gets upset.
Well, and he also tries to go into Luke's diner and Luke physically bites him.
That's true. That's true. That's not in season three, is it? That's in season one. That's when he breaks up with her in season one.
Is that the first one? I don't know. But yeah, I love when he's just like...
Yeah, that's in season one.
He's like, you... Get out! And just, like, starts beating the crap out of him.
And Lorelai's like, this is a child! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Luke is the most.
He really is.
Oh, it's funny. So we get the whole, like, okay, we're gonna be friends thing. Yeah. I do like when she grows up in the... tree and she, after they've broken up and she's like, I want to let you know that, like, yes, we're, like, we're broken up and we need to be broken up, and yes, I'm with Jess now, but that, like, this was the, like, perfect relationship. And
yeah and I still felt bad for him. I'm like, just let him, like, let him have time. Yeah. Like, stay away from him for a minute because he needs it.
I agree. And then he meets Lindsay. I don't know if he meets Lindsay. He starts dating Lindsay. We find that out at the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get engaged and married within, like, 5 minutes, and Rory has a mental breakdown about it.
Yeah, because Lindsay's not making him go to college.
Yeah. Lindsay's not letting him do anything.
Yeah. She's like, you have to do what I want to do only.
Yes.
Which, Lindsay's the worst, by the way.
Oh, Lindsay is absolutely the worst. So, Jess and Rory break up. you know, Rory goes to Yale, and she comes back for the first weekend, and it just happens to be Lindsay and Dean's wedding.
Yeah. Just miraculously this happens.
And they're getting married in the gazebo, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's the only place to have a reception is outside the gazebo.
Yeah. So, like, ridiculous to for two 19-year-olds to get married that have been in a relationship for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So Rory goes and buys him a blender. Blender. And then Dean's life just, like, goes downhill.
Yeah.
Like, although I will say, as much as I don't like Lindsay because she's putting all those expectations on him, and her mother is just the absolute worst. I hate her. Yeah. I do feel bad for her when she's trying to make the roast beef. And she just can't get it right. She and, like, Rory sees her.
Yeah.
Like, once, like, this isn't, like, once Dean and Rory have started their, like, flirtation. I don't think they've, like, officially started the affair yet. But, like, Rory's, like, walking down the street and she, like, looks into the butcher. And Lindsay's like, okay, tell me one more time. I just feel so bad for her.
I just don't understand how it could go that badly every time.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing wrong? But she doesn't know how to cook because she didn't learn how to be an adult before she became a wife. No. Like,
yeah.
And not that all wives have to cook, but if you have that expectation of yourself that you're going to be the wife that cooks dinner for your husband, like, you got to learn how to do it, sweetie. You can't.
Right.
This isn't just something that happens.
Yeah. This is not just like, oh, I'm married. I know how to do all these things now.
Yes. It's not a miraculous thing that just, you know, once you get married, like, it just is intuition. So, yeah. Lindsay's the worst. Dean's a garbage person because he has no life, and he spends all of his time at the arcade. This arcade that just pops up one day and starts Hollow.
One of Kirk's jobs. It's fine. He's there.
He is. And then Rory is, you know, lost and lonely, and so she's like, oh, it's fine. I'm just gonna
go flirt with Dean.
Get back together with Dean, because he's nice to me, and he still thinks the sun shines out of my ass, even though nobody at Yale does.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And he's, you know, married, but that's okay. I'm gonna do it anyway.
The first thing that I'm like, Amy Sherman-Palladino, Rory would never do this.
No.
Like, the Rory that you created, like, this is very out of character for her. I say that, but, you know, she does flirt with Jess the entire time she's with Dean.
Yeah.
And kisses and, Jess.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe she would. She's just, not the, like, perfect Rory that everybody thinks she is. And I think that's, like, what this is basically saying. But also,
agree.
Did she have to sleep with him when he was married?
Not just sleep with him, but lose her virginity.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. It's, like, if it's the first guy she's gonna sleep with, like, if it, like, I said before, like, if it's gonna be Dean, that's fine. Like, Dean makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But not Dean married in a relationship. Like,
No.
And then the fact that,
even Dean, right before they get married, would have been better. Like, not good, but better.
Right. And then the fact that, like, they rectify it by then Dean gets divorced and then they get together and are in a really weird relationship where...
That's not okay.
Where he, like, doesn't fit in her world anymore. Like,
yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is. And that's kind of, I mean, after that's kind of the end of Dean, huh?
Yeah, after he goes to, like, that party.
Yeah.
And to pick her up. And he's like, I don't belong here. And then basically breaks up with her. And then the boys take over. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fine. Because
he's sucky at that point. Like.
Yeah. He has to go be on Supernatural. And that's fine.
He has other things to do.
He's busy. Rory is not some sort of demon, so he doesn't.
No.
She doesn't fit into his world.
No,
it's fine. But yeah, that's Dean. He's a great first boyfriend, but
he is.
After you break up with him the first time, you just need to stop.
You guys,
that's it.
He's like Grant Ward. He needs to just go away. Whereas I feel like Jess is like the opposite of Grant Ward. Every time Jess comes back, I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay.
I like you. I do.
It's like Deke.
What?
It's like Deke.
Yeah.
Jess is like Deke.
Yes. Jess is like Deke. I like it. I like it.
And then Logan is what's his face? The guy. The in the very last season.
Oh. Oh, I love him. Oh my god, what's his name? From Agent Carter.
Yeah. Jeez. You guys were the worst.
We are. Sousa.
Yes.
Agent Sousa.
Yes. Which, he's the cutest out of all of them, by the way.
Yes.
He's just gonna say that.
The cutest. Agree. Yeah. Yeah. I do have to say that the only good to come out of Rory and Dean getting back together in season 4 is the awkwardness between Dean and Luke.
Oh my gosh.
And that Luke can just not get on board. And no. I'm like, same, same.
He hates it.
I'm on Luke's side.
Yes. Be a jerk. Continue being a jerk because this is awesome.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And that's Dean.
Yeah. That's Dean.
That's Dean. And now we move on to everybody's favorite boyfriend, but not my favorite boyfriend.
And not my favorite boyfriend either.
Which is Jess.
Yeah.
And we meet Jess in season 2. He comes in like quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah, something like that.
And he's Luke's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I don't even know what to call him. He's like a...
He's the bad boy.
Yeah, he's a bad boy, but he likes literature. He's like the freaking Luke Perry character. Yeah. 90210.
It's
fine. And he, you know, he sparks Rory's attention right away. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I don't like you. You're stupid.
Yeah.
You're a stupid guy who writes in my book.
Right.
And
he has this, like, whole big thing with Lorelai.
Oh my god, Lorelai hates him.
Yeah.
I don't think Lorelai hates anybody on the series as much as she hates Jess.
Nope.
And she never gets on board with Jess.
No.
Ever.
She's always like, I mean, I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But that's because even when they get together, he's a shitty boyfriend. Like,
he is. He's, like, rude to everybody.
Yeah. Even Rory.
Yeah. And he, like, just does stupid things. Mm-hmm. And,
he
like,
steals the bracelet. Well, technically, he doesn't steal the bracelet. She leaves it on the bridge.
Because it broke.
Yeah.
And so...
But he doesn't give it back to her.
No.
And then Lorelai, like, accuses him of stealing it.
Yeah, well. Not giving something back.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty darn close.
And especially something she's very upset about losing.
Yeah, like, she's freaking out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And he just... Ugh. I don't like him.
You guys, she doesn't like him.
I really don't. Like, everybody's like, oh, but Jess is so much better. No. He's not. He's awful.
He's there to be a foil to Dean, and he's just...
Mm-hmm.
He's not... Even like I said, like, even when they get together, he doesn't treat her well. The only thing that I like about them is that I feel like they have chemistry. Like, when she kisses Jess, I'm like, oh, she enjoys that. When she's kissing Dean, sometimes it looks like she doesn't want to be. And I don't know if, like, Alexis Bledel just doesn't like Jared Padalecki, but, like, it was always awkward when they would kiss on screen.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because he's so darn tall.
Well, and she's learning how to kiss somebody on screen at that point, too. Like, by the time she gets to Jess, like...
It's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe Milo Ventimiglia is just a better kisser, too. I don't know.
That's true. But... I can't say his last name. I just call him Milo Ventimiglia. So I can't say it. And he's cute. Like,
for sure. He's adorable.
He's super cute, but the character of Jess is just garbage.
Oh, he is. And he's like, I remember getting to Jess and being like, oh, everybody loves him. I'm going to like him. And I'm like, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he's never nice. Like, he breaks Rory's arm.
Yeah. Which, I'm not in the whole, like, oh my gosh, I have to murder this man because he broke her.
No.
But still, it's his fault.
Yeah. I think Lorelai goes overboard, but I don't think she's in the wrong.
Yeah.
And I think getting mad at Luke about it is stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's not Luke's fault. Other than the fact that Luke wanted Rory to tutor Jess.
Yeah.
Also, I hate the whole he quits going to school so he can go work at Walmart bullshit.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, I just don't really care for the character, guys. No. Like, when he shows up at Suki's wedding and they kiss, and I'm just like, don't do that. Like,
no.
Don't. You didn't break up with Dean, like, and then, yeah, and then this he shows up with that nasty girlfriend at the beginning of season three, and they're making out everywhere, and...
It's weird.
Yeah.
I just, every time I watch it, I hate him even more.
Same.
Like, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, he's just, like, a crappy boyfriend, okay. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, like, I don't like him at all.
Mm-mm. And he lasts for so long.
He really does, like, for a lot longer than I expect.
Yeah, because he's there until, I mean, he's there for a season and a half. But he's there, no, 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
No, season and a half. 2 and 3. He's not there in 4.
He's there for a while.
Yeah.
But then he, like, comes back.
Yeah, he comes back a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Because he comes back for his mom's wedding in 4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everybody's, like, freaking out that he's back, and Rory's like, I'm fine, because I'm getting ready to sleep with Mary Dean. It's fine.
Right. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then he comes back for the time when they go to dinner with Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
also, yeah, because that's when he comes, and she's living in the grandparents' house, and mm-hmm. he's like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Which, and then
I mean, I guess that he had to come back because I think eventually she would have gone back to school, but I think, him coming would
have... He gives her the kick in the pants.
Yeah. So, I guess that's, like, the one good thing that he does.
Yeah. And then he comes back the time, like, one more time. The time when she goes to the book reading, I think, maybe?
Yeah?
Yeah. When she meets him with April. When she meets April.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and then we get him in the revival, and he's...
Yeah.
He's good.
I do not like... Sorry, this is totally random, but I hate that she misses Lorelai's graduation
for him. Oh, yes, that needs to be discussed. Because, again, like, she makes... You know, the more I watch the show, the less I like Rory. She makes stupid decisions, and I don't like them.
She makes more bad decisions. Like, every time I watch it, I'm like... Man, you suck.
Yeah. Oh my god. The fact that she misses Lorelai's graduation to go see Jess in New York is just.
Yeah. And she thinks she's going to be back. And I find it very hard to believe that Rory would not know how long it would take to get back.
Yes.
And would not know that the bus stops. I find that very hard to believe.
Agreed. That's at the end of season 2, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because by the end of season 3, they're together, so. Okay. I know it's at the end of one of the seasons.
Yeah. But it's just dumb.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah. So we don't like Jess. He's stupid.
Nope.
She tells Lorelai she's going to have sex with him, but she doesn't.
Yeah. She's like, I think I want to. But then instead waits and then has sex with Dean instead.
When he's married. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I think that makes sense. Like, that Jess would be the one. That she would want to have sex with. But she doesn't.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You don't need to have sex with everybody.
No. No, just she kind of does towards the end, so it's she does. Fine.
But, you know, just so everyone who's listening to us that isn't in a serious relationship, you don't have to have sex with everybody.
I was wrong. The last time she sees him is when she's mad at Logan, and she goes and sees him, and she kisses him, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
You're still with him. You have to leave.
Get out. Which... I appreciate that.
Yeah. Like because Rory likes to go kiss Jess when she's in relationships.
Apparently this thing that she does. It's a habit. We need to cut this habit. It's fine.
But that's Jess. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Team Jess people. Jacqueline and I are not on Jess's side. We do not like Jess.
No.
And then Rory goes back to Dean. So, you know. There's no new boyfriend. And then there's kind of Marty, but he's not really a boyfriend.
No.
And then we get Logan.
Logan is the best boyfriend.
My favorite.
Agreed.
Although I will say, this last time through, I was like, I know, I picked up on more of the like buttheadedness of Logan.
Yeah, he's definitely a butthead.
Yeah.
But you can also like tell a lot more that he truly does love her.
And he grows a lot with her.
Yeah.
Like he's he's 21, 22, 23. Like he's young. I'm going to let you talk about Logan because I feel like I've been talking a lot.
That's okay. I'm just agreeing and like not agreeing with you. It's fine. I like Logan the best. He has his moments, especially when he sleeps with the whole
bridal party.
Yeah, which we talked about before. Like, come on, dude. Yeah. But he, I think they are good for each other.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that finally, like, Rory has somebody she's not trying to push. Like, she does try to push him, mm-hmm. but it's in a better way than her pushing Dean, than her pushing Jess. Like, it's different.
And they push each other. Whereas, like, she's not pushing him on her own. Like, and Jess tried to push her, too, but Jess tried to push her in a way that she wasn't ready for. Like,
right.
Jess tried to push her to be more physical than she was ready for. Whereas, like, Logan's like, you need to just relax and come out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna have fun. We're in college. Like, yeah. So they balanced each other out. Whereas Rory was like, no, you need to grow up and be serious. And Logan was like, yeah, but we're gonna have fun still, too. And they find a really good happy medium with it.
They do. I agree 100%. I love the whole, like, first time you guys know about the Life and Death Brigade. Ugh, and, like, they're there. Them. And that's kind of, like, their first, like, big spark of, like, mm-hmm. everything, you know? And then we kind of get... And I like that she basically tells him, I know, like, what you do. I know how you are with girls. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So, for this to work, you either have to be this way or that's it. We're done.
Well, she does that eventually. She does a little bit of that, like, I'm gonna try to be that girl that doesn't care.
Yeah.
I think some of that's for her, though, and not all for him.
Yeah. But which is good, but, like, her knowing, okay, I tried this, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
She does. She's like, we're either gonna be in a relationship or we're gonna be done, because I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like,
which is valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that he's just like, okay, like, I'm not good at it, but I'm gonna try because I really like you. And it's good for a little while. And I love that she immediately gets mad because his sister's there.
Yeah.
She's like, are you should kidding? I leave? And he's like, this is my sister. She's like, oh. It's great.
Well, because when she goes to have the conversation with him, he has a girl in his apartment. She's like, should I tell her? She goes, should I tell her to leave or should you?
Yeah.
Which she's fine with, because she's like, you know, we haven't had the talk. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's okay, now should I tell her to leave or should you?
Well, because after they have this whole talk, somebody knocks on the door and she's like, I was thinking I could talk you into buying me lunch. And Rory's like, really now? And then they go and have lunch and come back and Honor's there. I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah. And Rory's like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah. She has no idea.
Oh, no. Logan is a whole new set of issues. But I like the wedding. I like when they're, like, going at it at the wedding. I'm like, go, Rory. Be young. Like,
yeah.
Your it's mom great. Is stupid. She needs to relax. She's 20 years old. Like,
everyone blew that whole thing way out of proportion.
Yeah.
And, like, and we talked about it before. Lorelai was upset because of all the other things. Yes. But I think, you know, it's fine. Maybe find a little bit more of a secluded place. Maybe lock the door.
Yeah.
That's always good, guys.
What's the fun in that, though?
That's true. Sorry, Mom. But, like, you know, do what you gotta do. Just whatever. It happens. Yeah. People do things. Get over it.
Agree. And I just think that Rory and Logan settle into such a good groove. Like, they fight and they break up and they get back together and it's fine. But they're in a relationship. Like, that's what happens. And they're in a steady relationship for, like, 3 seasons. Like, Logan lasts the longest.
He does. And he, it's because they're so good together. Like, you can have all of these things happen and it not be, like, detrimental to the relationship.
And they have huge things happen. Like, his dad telling her that she's garbage.
Yeah.
Is, like, I mean, the worst. That could have been a deal breaker. But for Logan yeah. to be like, no, like, you're not garbage and he's garbage and...
Yeah.
So... And he does a really good job at supporting her when she's, like, taking a break. But mm-hmm. he also is, like, nudging her to go back to school. Yeah. Like, when school starts and he's kind of like, well, I didn't think you'd want to go because you didn't want to be here. And he's kind of, like, backhandedly, like.
Yeah. Like, you could have, but you don't want to be in school. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you. Like.
Yeah.
Like, he understands because obviously he doesn't want to be in school either.
Right.
But it's like, you chose not to. Like, you should be. But that's what you chose, so okay.
Yeah. I don't love the Logan in the last season, but I just feel like he's just not written well.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole, like, corporate Logan-ness.
Yeah, it's weird. And, like, he gets really, like, upset at her for that dumb article. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know her. You know she's not meaning that any sort of way.
Right.
Like...
Right. And, like, she has exposed bigger things about him in the past, and he has not.
And he doesn't even like that part of his life, you know? Like, right. You can't be mad at somebody for not liking the same part of you that you don't like.
Right.
Like, that's very hypocritical and stupid.
Right. The only thing I like about Logan, there's a couple things I like about Logan in the last season. I love when he shows up at the hospital. I think mm-hmm. he's great that episode. And I like the end when she's trying to figure out her life and he's kind of trying to figure out his at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that they, like, really fit then. I like Revival Logan because I think it's nice to have Amy Sherman-Palladino-esque Logan back.
Yes.
He's got his spark back, I feel like. He's got that, like, wry sense of humor again. Because that's the other thing is I feel like he becomes kind of a whipping boy in season 6.
Yeah.
Or season 7.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, like, he's there, but he's not there because he's in London for a lot of it. And I'm just, like, we aren't getting that, like, snide, funny, like, playboy. Because
he's really funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I love that he calls her Ace. Like, we haven't talked about that, but I love Ace. I think it's awesome. Adorable.
It's perfect. And, like, and it's immediate, too.
Yeah.
Like, he says it when he's IMing her about the Life and Death Brigade.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right.
He calls her, I think that's, like, the last thing he says to her. I think he says, bye, Ace. Like.
Yeah. He doesn't say, I don't think he very rarely says Rory.
Yeah.
Like, when they're fighting.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I love him. I love, there's one part in the revival when she was talking about, like, a good day, and he was having a good day, and he's like, and I thought the best part of my day was these pants.
Yeah. Like, and she's like, they're very good pants.
Yeah, like, this is the Logan that we needed
all along. Exactly.
Like,
and you're like, he Logan's went away, back.
And now he's back, and it's great. And you guys, I just want you to know how weird it is for me to talk about how much I love Logan when my little brother's name is Logan.
Your little brother's a blonde Logan, too.
Yeah, it's very weird for me. I just want you all to know. Like, I was talking about this with my mom, and she's like, it's very weird to hear you talk about your brother that way. I was like, I'm not. It's a different boy. She's like, I know, but it sounds like it.
Like, don't be weird, it. Mom. Don't make it weird.
But.
So.
I do. Yes. He is the best boyfriend out of all three.
And I like how different they are. Like, mm-hmm. they're all charming in their own way, although I think Dean loses it. Like I said, I think Dean loses his charm. But I definitely, like, Matt Zuckery would be the one that I would, like, choose.
Yeah.
Logan would be the one that I would choose. I don't know about Matt Zuckery. If he's like Logan, then maybe. But
right. It just depends.
But I just, he's the most playful, and I think that's what I like the most.
Yeah.
The other two, like, take themselves so seriously.
They really do. I'm like, guys, don't take yourself seriously. That's lame.
Yes.
Be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's much more fun that way.
Yeah. Alrighty. Let's move on, because we're already at 35 minutes.
I know, this is going to be a long one. Sorry, but not really, friends.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Let's start with Christopher, so we can end with Luke. Because
perfect.
That way we'll end on a positive note instead of a negative note.
So in case you guys didn't know how we felt about Christopher. Yes.
I want you guys to know that I feel a lot about Christopher how I feel about Dean.
Yeah.
And that I like Christopher in the beginning. I like Christopher, like, up until the introduction of Sherry. And then I don't like him for the rest of the series.
Pretty much. And, like, even when we first meet him, I'm still kind of like, I think I like you, but I feel like something's going to happen where I don't. Like, I just don't trust him.
Exactly. I don't trust you.
Don't know. And I was, you know, we're right. He ends up being crap.
Mm-hmm. But I, like, there are so many times that, like, they get me in the beginning and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I want Lorelai to be with Christopher.
Yeah.
Like, I really want Lorelai to be with Christopher at the end of season two the most. Even though we'd already met Sherry at that point. But, like, they're breaking up because it's just not working. And, you know,
he's... And they're both, like, finally in this place.
They're in the same place, yes. And she tells her parents. She's like, hey, like, Christopher and I are going to give this a shot. And then Sherry gets pregnant.
He's like, I'm going to leave, bye.
Well, she sends him. She's like, you have to go. Because Sherry's pregnant.
He was going to go anyway.
Yeah.
He was gonna go anyway.
You gotta. Like,
he's like, I have this opportunity now. I didn't have it before. And that made me angry because I'm like, just because she, like, you said that this was the right thing was right. for Lorelai to do it. Like, don't get pissy at her. Yeah.
He has some resentments there and he brings it up several times that, like, he was not allowed to be, not, well, I don't know if he was allowed to be, he was not in Rory's life for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, she was scared. Like, she was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't agree with what she did. I don't think what she did was right. But she made it work. So. Yeah.
I really, really don't like Christopher when Lorelai and Christopher are married.
Oh, my God. I don't like Christopher, like, after his dad dies and he gets the money.
Yeah.
From there on out, he's insufferable.
Yeah. He's awful. And, like... When they're all, like, we talked about the Christmas episode, and, like, when he is just there and doing all this stuff, I'm like, stop it. Just stop it. And then he gets mad. And then, like, when they're doing the, like, knit-a-thon, and he just pays all the money, and they're like, oh, like, I guess. And he's like, I thought I was doing the right thing. It's like, do you not know these people?
Yeah. It's not about the money. It's about the camaraderie.
It's about doing the thing. Yeah. Like, don't be, that's why you got the unwelcome wagon. Because you're a jerk.
Yeah. I think the worst decision that the writer, and it makes me wonder if that's why Amisha and Paladino left, was because they're like, well, let's just put Rory and Christopher, let's just put Lorelai and Christopher together and see what happens. Because there is a very long period of time in that season when they were writing it, when I think they thought that they were going to end the show with Lorelai and Christopher together.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get bad until she starts writing that letter.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like, even though it doesn't work, like, it's like they don't work together, and then they, like, settle in, and Lorelai is, like, happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. No, no.
She's not happy. She thinks she is.
Yes, agree.
But she very much is not.
And it's just...
No. He's not good. I also can't believe that he would just, like... The whole sending Gigi to Paris business. Like, this woman left and then has never seen her daughter. And you're going to be like, yeah, sure, she can come live with you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, Lorelai fixes that.
Yeah, but still.
But yeah. He's not a good dad. We know that.
No.
We know that when Gigi's running around Lorelai's house and coloring on her hardwood floors. Like, he just doesn't. Well, and we know that because he's, you know, how he was with Rory. Like,
yeah, he's like, I'm not around. I don't know. Well, you have to be around. You have to, like, discipline your children.
Yeah.
It's just what you have to do.
Or they're monsters, like Gigi.
Like, you have to teach them the word no. I don't care how much you don't want to say it. It has to be said.
It's so bad. And he gets so, like, bent out of shape when Lorelai doesn't want to, like, change Rory's room. And I get it. Like, it's the only room in the house. Like, and Gigi lives with him. She has to have a room. But I'm like, you gotta just give her a second. Like, that's her kid's room. Like,
yeah. That's been Rory's room for 7 years, 8 years, whatever.
She has to come to terms with the fact that, but more than that, like, God, they've probably lived in that house since Rory was probably like 4 or 5.
I think we learn at one point that they hadn't been living in that house for as long as we think.
Yeah.
I think we learned that at one point.
I know that they live in the shed. But yes. I think they only live in the shed until Rory's like 4 or 5.
I think they're somewhere else before she buys the house, because I don't think they're in the house as long as we think they are.
Maybe. I know that when, I almost called them Madeline and Louise again, when Lucy and the other one, can't remember what the other one's name is, go to the house, Rory has marks on the door.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't think that they started that little, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember, honestly.
Either way.
Yeah.
She's in this house. Like, you have to let her.
Right.
So that's Christopher. Yeah. Unless you have anything else to talk about.
I'm done with Christopher. It just makes me angry. Also, the actor guy is like an anti-masker, so I don't like him either.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, let's go to Luke.
Let's talk about Luke. Luke is so interesting. He is such an interesting character, I think.
Yeah. And you guys know I love him the most.
Yeah.
Out of everyone.
He makes me angry sometimes, too. They all make me angry. Like, nobody on that show is perfect. Everybody makes me angry at some point.
But he makes me the least angry out of everyone.
I think it's really funny that him and Lauren Graham do not like each other.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very funny that they despise each other.
It's like, well, too bad. Sorry. You guys have to pretend to love each other for pretty like much 10 years. Good luck.
I don't even know where to start. There's just so much to say when it comes to Luke.
Well, because with Luke, we start and we think he's going to be like it. But they don't actually get together.
It's such a good slow burn. Like, they don't get together until the end of season 4. Like,
yeah, because they officially get together when Rory sleeps with Dean. Yeah. Same episode. They kiss.
Yeah. Which is that last episode in season 4 when they're opening the dragonfly.
Yeah. But like this whole time, like, Lorelai is meeting people and she has boyfriends, but she's not telling Luke about them right away. Mm-hmm. And then like
Luke comparing everybody to Luke.
Yeah. And like Luke gets married and then not married and then goes and beats up a car, so he goes to jail.
Yeah, and he has Rachel. Like, you know, love of his life pretty much comes back. And
then she leaves. And it's because of Lorelai. And it's like, and that's when he is like, oh, maybe I should do something about this.
Yeah. And then
there's freaking Jason Styles.
Oh my gosh.
Which is dumb.
We're not going to talk about Jason Styles. I'm going to go off on another tangent about how stupid he is.
But then he kisses her, and then he has to go chase Kirk.
Yeah, because he's running naked through the town.
And then they're just the two of them, like, figuring out dating. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and I just love that he's always there.
Yes.
Like, he's the one that's always there. Like, we talk about in that first hospital episode, like, Luke takes her to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, whenever she has a problem, she goes to Luke.
Like, yeah. That's it.
He finances the dragonfly. Like, the Renos for the dragonfly.
Yeah.
Like, he's her best friend. Like.
Yeah.
Like, even Suki though she is, doesn't want to admit it but, to herself sometimes, but.
Yeah. Luke is 100%. They are best friends. That he's her person.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
And it grows. Like, it grows over the 4 years. Like, you see the, like. And they have some hard times because, like, the gist of it all, like, really messes with Luke and Lorelai's relationship.
Yeah. It really does.
And, you know, because she doesn't like Jess and she doesn't trust Jess. And Luke, you know, Luke's like, he's pretty much my kid now and I have to believe in him and I have to trust him and I love him.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There's so much.
And we can't, like, talk about every single thing.
No.
But there's I think the two of them are good for each other.
Yes. I think
because
it's the same as, like, with Logan, where it's that balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, and he doesn't understand her. He knows that she just does things, and it's just the Lorelai way of doing things, but he just goes with it. He's like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. Like, it's ridiculous, but okay.
See, like, I think sure. He does understand her. He just doesn't always agree with her. But I think he gets that, like, she is a free spirit, and she's going to do what she does.
And that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Obviously he understands that part, but he obviously does not understand why she does what she does.
He doesn't get her choices.
Sure. It's like, I don't understand why you're doing this, but I'm on board, sure.
Well, and he just lets her get away with murder. Like,
yeah.
Even before they're together, like.
Right.
She gets to do whatever she wants. He makes her, like, food after the, you know, diner is closed. Like,
she just goes back there and serves herself.
Yeah, pours herself everything. Coffee.
And then if Kurt goes back there, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's great.
He's like, well, Lorelai went back there. I think they're together at that point, though.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
But she still does, like, anyway.
Oh, no. Totally. She goes back there several times.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Especially to get coffee.
Oh, yeah. Coffee's important. Because he won't give it to her. He's like, you've had too much. You're done.
I don't remember what they're coming home from, but at one point she goes and pours her. It's, like, night. I think the diner is closed and Luke is upstairs. Mm-hmm. And she pours her and Roy coffee and gets pie.
Yeah.
I also don't think they ever pay.
No. I don't think so.
At Luke's. Like,
I don't think that's ever happened.
I feel like they are always leaving in the middle of a meal. And
mm-hmm. As people pay. Do when yeah. they eat during TV shows.
Right.
Nobody ever asks for the check.
Right. So I love that he runs a diner. I love mm-hmm. that it used to be his dad's hardware store and he leaves everything the way it was and just turns yes. it into a diner. I think that's adorable.
Yeah. I like when they're painting it, and he's like, I think he took somebody's order, and he's, like, telling her where to go, but he knows where it is, and he knows how, like, what the order is. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute.
I like it when she tries to, like, number the tables, and he's like, no.
No. How do I know what table? How do I know what table that is? Well, it's the one by the window. This goes to the one by the window. It's like, yes.
And I think that they just fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, that's why she took so long to put them together. Because.
Yeah. There has to be, like, a conflict will they won't before they. That. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think she was afraid of what would happen when she put them together.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at Jim and Pam. Like, right. Sometimes, like, it doesn't work once they're together. Like, you run out of story ideas.
Yeah.
So that's why she breaks them up. Oh, speaking of which, and, you know, the bad Luke years when we get April. Like,
yeah.
And I like Luke with April. It's not that I don't, but I hate how April influences their relationship. And I talk about that in the other episode. But, like, that was, she brought April in as a foil because she was like, we have to do something with Luke and Lorelai. Like, they can't be like Jackson and Suki and be happy all the time.
Right. And, like, I get that has to happen and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's still, it's weird.
I agree.
I don't think Luke would do that. Like, he would have told her. He would have been like, hey, because of all the people in the world, Lorelai understands.
Well, like, and the jealousy. Like, I just don't feel like Luke would have gotten that jealous. Like, That's what it comes off as. Like, I didn't want her to meet you because she was going to like you better than me. Like,
yeah. It's like, that's not a thing. Right. Like, she's not trying to come in and be, like, a parent to her. Like, but you two are getting married.
Right. Like, this is a serious thing that's happening.
You need to know about her. Like, it's just weird.
I do think it's interesting how that season plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, like, the first half of the season, Lorelai's putting off the wedding, and then the second half of the season, Luke's putting off the wedding before they finally just cancel it.
Yeah.
I think that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they end up together.
Yeah. Took them long enough, but they're finally together.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it would have ended with season 6 with her sleeping with Christopher and then breaking up.
Oh. Don't like that. I hate that. I hate it. I hate that as soon as she's like, let's go get married right now, and he says no, I hate that she goes she immediately runs to Christopher. That's the worst.
Because she knows that that would get under his skin the most. She knows how he feels about Christopher. Because
and that just makes her garbage.
Oh, no, it does. Because she's hiding Christopher from him that whole season. Just like she's hiding Luke from Christopher in 7.
Yeah.
So, I don't like end Lorelai as much as I like beginning Lorelai.
No.
They start to do things with her that I'm like, mm.
And I like her better in the revival than at the end.
Yes. Agree. She's back to, like, fun, flitty Lorelai. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
She's like Dean and Jess. She just starts taking herself way too seriously.
She does.
And I'm like, no, this isn't Lorelai. Lorelai's fun.
No. Yeah.
Silly. And not trying to marry every single person that walks through her door.
Yeah. Because she does. It's fine.
Ugh. I always forget, like, how far into 7 the Paris episode actually is. Yeah. I like always remember it because I hate it so much is in that she wakes up like at the beginning of 7 just married to Christopher. Like I forget that like it's a conscious decision that they make together. Yeah. And it makes me even angrier.
Yeah.
Because I felt like if it was like a Ross and Rachel, they got drunk and got married, okay.
But no, it's like they actually decided without alcohol to do it.
Yes. I don't like it at all.
Nope. But we like Luke.
Yes.
Luke is the best.
You guys, we were very, like, mean in this episode.
We really were.
It's fine, though.
Most of you know us. You know that we're not always nice people. It's fine.
And it's about the girls, so we get to rank on the boys a little bit.
Right. And they're fictional characters. Like,
right. They can handle it.
Real people. Like, I don't hate Scott Patterson. I don't hate whatever Christopher's actor's name is. Like,
David
I don't hate
Sutcliffe.
Them. Yeah.
I kind of don't like David Sutcliffe, so well, it's fine.
But that's for a reason that is not related at all to Gilmore Girls, this you know? True. Like, I like Jared Padalecki.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to say things.
Yeah.
I like him. I just don't like him as Dean in the second part.
Yeah. That's not his fault. That's writer's fault.
Yeah. Really, we're just being mean to the writers, and that's fine.
Which is fine, because I have a lot of feelings for the writers. So. Yeah.
If you would like to talk more, please let us know, because we'll tell you how terrible you are.
Yes. Well, if you guys want to keep talking with us about the Gilmore guys, or you just want to keep hanging out, you can find us at LikeThisPod on Instagram, LikeThis_pod on Twitter, and /LikeThisPod on Facebook. You can find me personally at LouderThanWords, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Princess_Jack on Instagram or Jack4104 on Twitter. Jack is JACQ.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.